Welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Ryan, and Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
How are you? Haven't talked to you our last podcast.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean,
this podcast kind of saves our friendship, huh?
Pretty much. That's kind of why it began. We did it. We said, you know, let's try to keep it to like one episode a month. It's February. It's our second episode of the year. So we are tracking.
It's the seventh day of the month. We had so much time.
I know. We're killing
it. Look at us.
Did you watch the Grammys, Kyle?
What do you think?
No. We probably didn't.
No, I did not.
Well, I did. It wasn't too bad. So we'll get into that in a little bit.
Give me the highlights.
I left the door open because I was like, you know what? I kind of want our young friend Cuddy, the dog, to visit us while we're talking about Kid Cuddy's album, which we'll also talk about today. And now there's just a bunch of collatering in the background. But it's okay.
Collatering.
We're gonna move through it. First off, if you're new here, that's sick because that's pretty rare.
You know,
we got a crew rolling with us for the past like almost 4 years, Kyle. It's fucking crazy. We've been bored for 4 years. If you're new here, we got a playlist in the episode description. Kyle, what's our website called?
carpartypod.com.
You say it the same way every time. You sound like a used car salesman.
Because I sound like I'm selling it.
Yeah, you are. You're selling the shit out of it. Hey, you're a salesman. Can you sell our website real quick and just prove to me that your education of going to college for sales, which is pretty unnecessary, if you ask me. I feel like,
did you get any better? I wanted to drop out. My mom didn't let me. So, yeah, you want me to sell the website to you?
Great. When I
do, you like
go
racially ambiguous men and very clearly white men? Do you like music? Do you like options? Do you like ever enter a room and realize that there's some sort of vibe in the room, but you have no idea how to fulfill that particular vibe?
Oh, now we're getting
go to carpartybot.com, where we have the playlist for you.
That was pretty good.
I fumbled the words a little bit. Podcast.
That was epic.
Name.
Great job. Well. So yeah, carpartypod.com. See if you're chilling or you're vibing. I got a new playlist from my buddy Ryan Smith. So Ryan Smith went to a cocktail bar and really liked the music that was playing at said cocktail bar.
Former Purdue basketball player Ryan Smith?
No.
Take
that E, put it behind the N and change it to an A. Ryan, like me.
Ryan.
Yeah, he's part of
you.
Team Ryan.
This is your playlist?
No. Let me start over. Ryan Smith, my good friend from Purdue, not a basketball player. He's a financial guy. You know, he helps old people do their finances. He's a hilarious individual. He went to a cocktail bar, and he was like, man, the music at this cocktail bar is just so kick-ass. So he asked the bar, like, hey, could you, like, no, I think he, on the internet, asked the bar, like, hey, could you send me whatever was playing last night? They sent him his playlist. So once he told me that story, I was like, oh my God, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. I don't know. St. Louis, I guess, is a small place. He just like showed it to a friend and then a friend showed it to another friend and he only had like...
And then it was in his...
It had like 10 likes, this playlist.
Are you sure this isn't just a weird way for him to brag?
I think this is too good of a brag. But after I heard that, I added it to our website. So if you go carpartypod.com and chillin' and you want to... It's like dim the lights because it's like a chill... cocktail bar, like
cocktail
jazz.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. So if you're ready to dim the lights, you can enter the lounge. His playlist calls the lounge. It's tremendous. It's a great
turn
addition.
Turn up the lights.
It's kind of what we needed on our website. Like, I feel like everything was a little too hype and party. So he's dimming the lights and getting a little sexy, you know?
Okay.
As you
everybody
can tell.
Everybody needs a sensual evening every now and again.
Not too good at the sensual vibes and a little too clunky for that. That's why we call in the other Ryan for that. So check out the website for that. And then follow us at Car Party Pod on Instagram and TikTok. People love me on TikTok, man. It's great. At least
you are
somewhere.
Kind of a TikTok. You're an influencer, Summer
Side. I know. I made a TikTok about Kid Cudi. His daughter didn't know that he had a song with Kendrick. And once he told her, she was like, oh, shit. Like, way more street cred because she—that's just hilarious that his daughter didn't know. Half a million.
I also love the idea of
milli, baby. It's just so
anybody's,
easy.
Like any celebrity's kid thinking that they aren't shit.
Yeah.
And then being like, "Wait, you know Kendrick Lamar?"
Literally.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, I produced the song too," and she's like, "Oh shit, my dad's kind of cool." Yeah, but that's my latest huge TikTok. All right, let's get into the Grammy recap real quick. It was honestly, it had better review or better like watches than normal, which I'm not surprised because it had
higher viewership. Is that what you're going for?
It had the T word, the TS word. I don't even want to say her name.
Swizzy, T Swizzy.
Yeah, that one. So a quick recap: Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy. You know, that was fun for Flowers. She also won for Record of the Year, Pop, whatever. Her performance was incredible. So everyone else's performance had, like, all these frills and things going on. Miley just walked up there like she had, like, five different dresses throughout the night.
And just looking, belted
just
it.
Just stunning in all of them. And just a mic stand in her, and she's singing. And at one point, she goes, why? Like, in the middle of her singing in the song playing, she's like, why does it feel like none of you know this song? Like, because probably no one was dancing, and no one was getting into it. Like, just speaking while she's singing. And then at the end, it turns into, like, this rock jam. And she just, like, belts out the shit and then just throws the mic stand down. This woman's incredible. She's the coolest motherfucker in the world. So she's
pretty badass.
Another good one was Jay-Z. He won, like, an honorary award from Dr. Dre. And he went up there and, like, in the middle of it, I think you listened to the whole speech. In the middle of it, he was just like, yeah, sorry, I just tell the truth when I'm honest. And he's just like, yeah, sometimes the Grammys, like, you know, He was like alluding to Beyonce that she's never won an album of the year and how that was bullshit. And he's like, yeah, sometimes there's some nominees. They shouldn't even be there. Like, we're not asking you to get it right. We're just asking you to get it close. Like, he's up there blasting the show that just gave him an award. It's fucking, it was fucking awesome. So that was great.
Like, one of the biggest minds and voices in music in the last 20, almost 30 years.
I know.
Just being like, yeah, you know how this platform's kind of whack?
Yeah. The one I'm standing on.
Yeah,
that was.
Hey,
so
thanks for the awards. While I'm here, this is all a sham. I love that.
Excuse me.
That's why Jay-Z's my goat.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. What else? So yeah, I would say if you didn't see anything,
yeah, he's great. He's great.
Yep. Yeah. Wonderful guy. I'm gonna name my next cat Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Cuddy. Yeah. So go look up Miley's performance and go look up Jay-Z's speech, and you basically saved 3.5 fucking hours of your life. Because at the
you
end
said
day,
you kind of liked it though.
No, I enjoyed it.
Like, it was entertaining for
it
the
started
the
at 8. I tuned
Grammys.
In at 9:30 and then skipped through. I skipped through like forward. The 12 minutes of dead people flashing on the screen. I was like, I do not need that. I do not. I'm sorry. Rest in peace.
Hurts every
like,
time.
You're going to fast forward. Like, whatever. So skip through a few things. Fred again, electronic album of the year. That felt nice.
Cool.
I'm just so fucking right all the time. And then. The most egregious. I was like, I was feeling good. I was like, all right, everything that's happened, I'm not too upset. I'm ready to go to bed. It's 10:30. They announce album of the year, and it's Taylor Swift's mid album, and mid. And it's just unbelievable. They just were like, oh, we don't have an Artist of the Year award. We don't have like a Person of the Year award. So we're just going to give you this album of the year. The most prestigious award at the Grammys for a mid album. Like Swifties kind of agree. Like, I'm sensing.
Do they really? Okay, I was wondering, because I feel like any time that she gets undue credit for something that's like, I'm not saying the woman isn't great. She was literally our Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
precisely,
you can't just lollipop awards at the fucking Grammys. Yeah.
That was a lollipop.
That's insane.
Yeah, I did a poll before she won that award, like on the story, like, all right, Olivia Rodrigo or Taylor Swift? Let's see, 88% Olivia Rodrigo. Like
Team Olivia,
baby. Like, everyone is, there's a revolution coming. I swear to God, Swifties are starting to get sick of it too. Like, if Taylor Swift wins the goddamn Super Bowl a week after she wins Album of the Year, and 3 weeks after she beats the Bills, I'm going to combust. I can't do this.
I think that fourth quarter, if Pat Mahomes goes down, she probably gets the call.
Bring her in. Oh my God, she can do anything. Yeah. Fly your
She's
private
like
6'1",
jet. 6'1", isn't she? She can throw the ball over
50-yard line.
She's probably got a cannon.
So
I mean, let's be real.
So the person she snubbed was SZA, of course, SOS.
Obviously.
The album of the year. And a black woman hasn't won album of the year in 25 years since The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And SZA topped the Billboard 200 for 10 weeks longer than any of the other albums. So it's just like, it was just incorrect.
Do you think it's a recency bias
incorrect.
Thing?
What do you mean?
Because like, didn't her album come out technically at the very end of... When did that album come out?
Midnights came out longer ago. than
Longer ago than SZA's album?
Because SZA's came out in December of 22. Because that's when I made my 22 list, and I was like, it's December 15th, I'm fine. And then the literal best album of the calendar year dropped, and everything got ruined.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining.
When did Midnight's come out? It came out before that?
It was like a few.
You don't need to know, but it was. That's crazy.
It was a good deal before that. It's probably like right after the whole Windows situation. So like late summer, I think, is when Midnight's came out. Mid as hell.
If we look back on this, and it comes out that let's see here, October of 22. If let's say T Swift takes the slide after this, people start to get like, I'm kind of over the Taylor Swift thing, like that type of vibe.
I sense something.
Is it Travis Kelce's fault?
That's an excellent question.
I have a second question for you. If they break up and Travis Kelce writes an album before her, does he become the new Taylor Swift?
These are excellent questions, Kyle.
I just want to know.
Keep it up. Keep it up. The other thing that really pissed me off, basically Miley's whole speech was like it was awesome. And like multiple people had speeches like this. SZA's speech was just so genuine. It's like, I like this person. I want to like this person on the stage. Miley was just like, you know what? Like, I feel like I'm excited about this album or this award, because she has never won a Grammy, fucking Miley Cyrus. But she was like, you know what? I woke up this morning and I felt amazing before this, and my fans have empowered me before I got this award. So like, this means something, but at the same time, it doesn't. So it was awesome. It was a cool speech.
That's cool.
That's a really cool way
to view it.
Yeah, it was amazing. First thing Taylor Swift said when she walked up there before the overall album of the year, she won like pop album or
something. Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yeah.
She said, we meet again.
Literally. She goes, the first thing out of her mouth, he goes, this is my 13th. That was the first thing out of her fucking mouth. Like, why?
No.
Just act like you're humble for one goddamn minute. And then she announced her new album
on stage.
She announced her new album on stage. Like,
I did hear about that. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying is like the tipping of the scales. If this new album isn't like good, it's over. I'm going scorched earth. It's over. I'm just going.
Oh, wow.
I'm going.
You're going to be full blown anti Swifty.
Because honestly,
here's my thing.
Honestly, the whole like Travis Kelce thing made me like her more. I feel like it was like, she's a real person.
So did I.
But the Grammys ruined it. I'm back.
And then you're like, man, I don't know.
Once
I don't know about
her speeches just made me so upset. Like, even if she won the award, but the speech was similar and it was like, yo, respect the other categories. And like,
it's like I'm starting to dislike her for the same reasons I'm starting to dislike a Drake, for example. It's like, you're just too big. You're too into the fact that you are who you are.
Yeah, I mean, at least her penis is not that, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yet.
It's okay. You never know.
I'm saying her and Travis break up. You might drop them.
Drop what?
Drop them. The nudes. I don't know. I was just
the Taylor Swift dick pics. Yeah. So I got a haircut yesterday. My boy Jeffrey, he's just my man.
Your beard looks great. I was thinking that.
All credit to Jeffrey. There came a point in my life where I was like, you know what? Kyle keeps making fun of my beard and I'm sick of it.
That's
and
correct.
I outsourced it.
And your wife. It wasn't just me.
It was everybody. I was like, oh, I'm just getting attacked from all angles. You know what, Jeffrey? I'm outsourcing the beard. Now I just look good all the time. It's great. I think the first thing I said when I sat down in his chair, was he's one of my many gay best friends in the city of Chicago. Sit down on the chair and he's like, so I saw TikTok about Drake's meat, and like it just didn't register. I hadn't heard about what the situation that's been going on. I was like, Drake's meat, like what are you talking about? I was like, what do you mean? Like, he's like, Drake's meat. And I was like, oh, we're talking like dicks, like cock and balls. I got you.
Straight up.
So yeah, meat. I got broken the news that Drake has some what's a funny
dirty.
What's a funny word for like nudity? Like way too, like what would a newspaper say? Like this is not infidelity. I want a fancy
penis
word.
Paraphernalia.
Penis paraphernalia. That's exactly what I was looking for. and yeah, he's like, yeah, it's like a Drake meet and greet without the greet. And I was like, that's incredible. In the middle haircut, I just like wrote it down. It was like amazing.
Cause I was looking at your notes for this episode and it said Drake meet M-E-A-T and greets. And I said, you're outlandish for that.
I mean,
so tell Jeffrey, I said he's outlandish for that.
He's the man. few other things. What else we got on here? Anything that's tickling your fancy before we dive into probably the biggest thing to talk about is the new Kid Cudi album. But let's talk about this. So Kanye is having one of his release parties.
Let me cut you off. Ryan got. And yeah.
Dude,
we've spent a lot of time. We've spent time on this podcast. We've spent time together. We've spent time in general laughing at people who waste their money to go and sit in venues and wait for Kanye to show up. And Ryan had the bright idea of buying expensive tickets to go wait in a venue to not see Kanye. Ty Dolla $ign might be there. You might get a stadium Ty Dolla $ign concert.
I know. So
hold on. Thug wants to play something, and then Young Thug just plays a new song.
But like, it's a Thursday night. The entertainment value is going to be off the charts. Like, even if it's really bad, I'm going to be extremely entertained. I have two aisle seats. Remember we sat for the Bulls game where we're like right by the bar and it just was like a party over there? I am right by the motherfucking bar. I'm in the 300 levels. I have a motherfucking aisle, two aisle seats. We're going to have a good time. Kanye's not going to show up. So context. Yesterday.
I think the thing that you will walk away from it excited about will be.
Let me give some yesterday.
I think the thing.
Yesterday, Kanye announced
Ryan.
Release party. The release parties have gone okay in the past. Sometimes they've been good. Like that one we stayed up late and watched on Amazon, the Donda one, that was pretty cool. With the house, that was pretty nice.
Yep.
Others, you know, no need to explain. The guy, it's going to be a fucking nightmare. But
I will even say the Drake-Kanye thing was kind of cool.
That was cool, too. And those even like that was kind of fun. That's the issue here. I knew I was buying tickets.
I paid
$125 after fees per ticket for the 300 levels on a Thursday, United Center. Sounds like I've never seen Kanye, man. I don't know. Give it a fucking try. Can't
and
be
guess
that
what?
Bad.
Come Friday morning,
in
you're
the
gonna
moment,
have never seen
the
Kanye.
Moment, the moment I bought these tickets, I was like, that was a mistake. Like, just immediate regret. But ever since, I've gotten more and more excited. So, like, we're in a bad spot. We're in a bad spot. Because by the time I roll up, I think I'm going to be excited. And then I'm going to forget.
Here's what I think will be beautiful
what
to come out of
it. If it's sick, though?
If it's sick, I'm happy for you.
I don't think you are. I think you want
when
it
it's
to be
not,
bad.
When it's not. When it's not. I think the beautiful part will be you'll have a stadium full of people to commiserate with. So, like, you'll build a community. You'll all be sad.
I'm going to make some friends.
I can't wait to see the people walking out. I think you walking from your seat when they formally announce that Kanye's not coming to the doors is going to be the highlight. Because people are going to be like, I knew he would do this. I still love him, but this one hurts.
I had a follower of Car Party, Johnny, just reply like, yeah, I'm going too. And I replied like, we're idiots. Like, what are we doing?
It's a horrible choice.
I think the show's supposed to start at 9 o'clock. If you're Vegas, would you set the over under on Kanye
out of his mouth? If it happens. 10:45.
I was saying like 11:30.
Earliest.
Because like what time would you get there? We're trying to figure out what time to get there. I was like, it starts quotes.
Here's the thing, dude. You gotta go at 9.
No.
Because if his bitch ass walks out on stage at 9:01, you're gonna be pissed that you're not there.
That's true. What if it's only 20 minutes?
It might be 20 minutes.
Well, either way, I think if I didn't.
Can you
have,
hear my cat meowing like a motherfucker in the background right now?
I don't think I can. Maybe. Get him on the mic.
None of that.
Get some cat meows on the mic.
Chill this.
Does he reply to his name? Are you just calling a cat that doesn't reply to his name? That'd be kind of weird. This is great podcasting.
Shh, shh, shh.
Chill this.
You're getting none of that?
No. Were you right in his mouth? Did you put the mic in his mouth?
Yeah, it was quite loud.
What?
Well, no, it wasn't in his... Like, he's through a door. Because if I open this door, he will be sprinting around.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Cudi's just, you know, sleeping in the corner. Speaking of Cudi, let's get to Kid Cudi's new album, Insano. I got a lot of burps. We're going to try to minimize those. Insano, let's start here. Cudi booped my dog, Cudi. I perfectly played
that's
it.
That's pretty big.
I saw that Kid Cudi was tweeting back people. I basically first just sent like, boop my dog. And then like he did it. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I could rethink this. Maybe I should like compliment his album first. I was like, hey man, really? I was still listening to it. I didn't really want to call the album good. And then like get got when I was halfway through it. I was like, hey, I always respect your ability to make reinvent your sound. And
you sucked up.
Would you mind booping my dog on the nose? And he literally did like emoji of sparkles, emoji of of pointer. Boop. It was the cutest motherfucking thing ever.
Yeah,
so
it was.
My life is pretty much complete. My whole life was like, cool, if Cudi can meet Cudi, then I'm good, and I'm pretty good. So I don't really know
I'm
what
happy.
Else to do. I think the podcast might be over. That being said, right, he did release an album. It's called Insano, in all caps. And Kyle, I'll let you take it away. What are your thoughts?
Okay. I'm going to start. I'm actually going to be curious how well aligned we are. I did not like this album the first three times I listened to it.
I would disagree.
And I'm gonna tell you the three ways I listened to it. First one was in the car on the way to work.
Yeah.
On Friday morning.
I could see that.
Second one was at the gym. Third one was the first time that I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Was a Saturday at around 11 a.m. when it was sunny out.
Nice.
That was the first time I was like, okay, I get it now.
Dude, that's always a good
sign.
Because
I get where you're coming from. Like even in the tweet when you were saying like he pushed the sound, tries to make new lanes inside of music, etc. I got that. I heard that the first listen, but it didn't set in for me. Mm-hmm. It didn't do anything for me. I didn't really even enjoy the album. I would go so far as to say.
Interesting.
Second time I was like, damn, do I really dislike this album?
Yeah.
Like, do I actually dislike a cut? Yeah, I gotta give it another. And then Saturday, beer in hand, 11 a.m., 12 p.m., whatever it was. I don't know. Sun was out. I was like, oh, here we are. We got it now. Got it now. And I like it now. So it's funny because I listened to it a couple of times after that as well. Not the whole album necessarily, but bits and pieces of it in the gym, on the way to work, whatever it may be. And now they hit in those settings.
Nice. That's interesting.
Which is interesting. So
it's
I feel
like unlocked the album.
Yeah, I unlocked it. I was like, okay, I get it now.
That's interesting. So, I feel like isn't that the sign of a great album? Like, I feel like there's a lot of albums, some of my favorite albums, the first listen, I don't quite get it. It's either you're pushing the sound, you're doing something interesting, it's something I'm not expecting. I think that's always a good sign. When I like an album too much listen, it kind of like doesn't always come around.
Maybe so, and maybe I'm just not accustomed to expecting that from Cudi specifically, because it's been pretty rare that the first time I listened to a Cudi album, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I would say the exception of an album that I didn't like in the beginning that I came around to was, excuse me, Speeding Bullet to Heaven.
Right.
But that was just such a curveball.
Right.
So
it was intentional. What's interesting, I probably had the polar opposite listening experience. I probably listened two times on Friday, and I was like, just kind of like, ooh, I kind of want to do that again. Like that was, I don't really know. I think that was good. Like I was just like, some songs were interesting. I was like, I think I'm vibing. Then I tried to listen to it Saturday morning when I was kind of hungover. Song two, I was like, nope, not
the
hungover.
Right place.
It's, I'm going to throw up. It's loud. It's yelling. Shut up. Like usually Cudi is the hangover. It's just like, just chill vibes.
Yeah. Vibey. Yeah.
Oh my God. I had to turn it off. I was like, this is making me nauseous. I have to turn it off. So I had almost the complete opposite experience as you. But I think in general, it was interesting to listen to his Zane Lowe interview. Great listen if you're a diehard Cudi fan. It's like an hour long, and it's like a therapy session with this guy. I just love it. You get to see his dope house, his sick-ass chair. And he was basically saying this is the first time he like tried to make an album that people talked about at the end of the year. Like tried to do an album of the year. Like he was like, I kind of just like want that. Like I'm kind of going for that. And I think he was pretty close. I don't know. I think it's the best album I've listened to this year so far. I think for sure we're at least going to talk about it as one of the best hip-hop albums of the year at the end of the year, knowing how hip-hop has gone, has been very stale and mid. And I think it could crack a top 10 of a genreless list. So I think he did a great job. The one thing we always talk about, Kyle, it was an hour and 4 minutes. It was like 18 songs. But I don't want to skip anything. It's easier to listen to than Utopia.
I cut it down to 11 songs.
It's easier to listen to than Utopia. Would you agree?
It is easier to listen to than Utopia. Yes. But I cut it down to 11 songs, and it is like if you do only the 11 songs I picked and in the order that they are on the album with the other ones out there, it's a smacker.
Porsche Topless, Blue Sky, Tortured, fucking all three of those are just bangers. I think so, Blue Sky is our favorite, right? The one that sounds like Old Cut.
I would say Blue Sky is the most obvious.
Yeah.
Is maybe the way that I would put it. I think my personal favorite is I love Wow. I really do. I know that it's the one with ASAP Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that song a lot. I also like Rage Your Boys a lot. I think Young Thugs Verse is exceptional.
What I love about the song Blue Sky is just like the sky is blue. That will be my most listened to song of this year. It's out of control.
It probably will
It's
be.
Out of control. Yeah, I've listened to it at least like 20 times. What I was going to call this album, you remember that little baby album you didn't know if you liked, but you listened to it like 600 times? That's this. I think I've listened to this top to bottom like nine or 10 times like in 2 weeks. Like it's out of control. What I love about Blue Sky, the sky is blue. I've been dreaming of this day. Those are the lyrics. Like, the sky is blue. I've been dreaming of this a while. And it's just a beautiful juxtaposition of the pursuit of happiness. He's like, I'm on the pursuit of happiness.
That's why I like
hope to have that one day. And I put that on the story the day before he tweeted, like, yo, the pursuit's gone, baby. The sky is blue. I was like, yes.
Yeah, we're here, baby.
The juxtaposition was like watching your favorite artist who is this whole time has been like depressed as shit and you've been sad and you both grew up and I'm still sad, but now he's not sad. Like, that's nice to see.
Good for him. Someday. Yeah. Someday for me.
But he put songs like Tortured on the album because he's like, yo, for those. And he said this in their
interview. There's always times.
Yo, for the people that are still struggling, I still got songs for you. Like, just because we're raging and I'm rich and fucking happy doesn't mean there's not people still depressed and want some sad Kid Cudi and I'm going to be tortured all my life. Just, I don't know. The more I talk about it, I think it's fucking great. I'm excited.
This is my second. So I will be honest. This is my second favorite hip hop album of the year so far. There's already an album this year that I like more than that.
Let's segue to the one you like more than that.
It's not going to be for half of the, probably 3/4 of the people that listen to this.
Okay.
But Benny the Butcher's album, Everybody Can't Go,
I have that
is
on my list.
Exceptional.
Do you think I like it?
Is exceptional. Huh?
Do you think I like it?
Yeah, he's a Buffalo guy, man. You gotta like
him. He's a Buffalo guy.
Yeah, I actually think it's an easier entry point for a guy like this than.
I don't think he put anything on the playlist, Kyle.
Yes, I did.
Oh, then I listened to it today because I listened to all your songs today.
I just put the most like obvious one. There's also a song on there with Lil Wayne that we could probably put in there, but
I have it buried at the bottom. Top.
But I think you can listen to this entire album. It's 40 minutes, 12 songs, 40 minutes. Kind of the pinnacle album length that we always talk about.
Yes.
And it is very much still a like street rap album, but sonically it's a lot more pleasing to listen to for a standard ear.
Nice.
So I would say if you've always heard me talk about Starlito and about, you know, all these random street rappers that you probably don't care about and you don't listen to and you don't like them. I love Starlito. Don't come for Starlito.
It's just a funny name to throw out there.
Benny the Butcher's Everybody Can't Go is probably the first album that I've ever recommended in this particular area that anybody could listen to.
Damn.
Doesn't mean they're going to love it, but I think it's an easier peek behind the curtain as to why I like this genre so much for the standard listener.
How, at the end of the year, let's say it's December 2024, the snow is falling, it's beautiful, you still don't live in Chicago, or do you think you're going to be like, yo, this has to be on the top 10 of the year because it just is? Or do you think it's going to be on the fringe? Like, overall, genreless.
Oh, Benny the Butcher, genreless?
Yeah, like of my top 10 list.
I have a really hard time putting this type of rap in an overall album. I think it will be a top 5 rap album this year.
Yeah, nice.
But it's not going to get the numbers. It's not going to, like...
Would you say Insano you think is going to be a top 5 rap album this year? Hip-hop album? Fringe?
Do you have my honest opinion? No,
but Kanye,
I don't think it will be.
Kanye's coming, man. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I don't think
it's
it will
be. The greatest.
I think there's going to be 5 rap albums this year better than Insano.
I fucking hope so. I hope so. Last year wasn't really too bad for music as a whole, but Lord God, was hip-hop bad.
It had its moments, man.
Going back to the Grammys, All My Life won Grammy for Best Melodic Rap Performance. So that's
cool. We nailed that one.
We did nail that one. They're just stealing all of our picks. Looking ahead, other people... With 2024 releases, I've got a lot here. I mean, this is a banger of a list. We do this the first pod of every year, and like these people never end up releasing music. But like I have sources that each of these people are releasing music. Ariana Grande, The new single is on the playlist. It's fucking awesome for someone that loves Ariana Grande and pop music and dance music. It's fantastic. It will have a billion streams before the year ends. Fucking write it down. It's going to happen. Already has 120 million. Ariana Grande is coming out with an album soon. Kanye, apparently. Donald Glover, apparently. Selena Gomez, Dua Lipa, The Weeknd. Justin Bieber, Lil Nas X, Khalid, Lady Gaga, SZA's Deluxe is coming. Kid Cudi's doing a deluxe of 18 more songs, which I'm kind of excited for. Baby Keem, JID, JPEG Mafia, Justin Timberlake put out a
single. I noticed you're missing The Return of the King.
The what?
Chief Keef is allegedly dropping another album this year.
I did see.
First time in a long time.
Toby Keith died. Rest in peace. And I saw a tweet that was like, let's all... pour one out for Chief Keef's dad, Toby, who died. Toby Keef.
Toby Keef.
That's why you keep Twitter down with it. That's just fucking great stuff. What else we got here? Yeah, that Ariana Grande song, I am madly obsessed with. It is a banger. 21 Savage album. How was that, Kyle? Was it a 21 Savage album? Pussy.
Yes. It was very much a 21 Savage album. It was enjoyable. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I didn't like it because I did. There was 21 six songs that I took and put into a playlist. So that's six out of 15.
He took a selfie with Taylor Swift at the Grammys, and it's just the weirdest picture I've ever seen. Like she's doing a duck face, and he's just like
he's such an odd dude. Like, he's just like this big, lanky. Like he's technically British, but he's an Atlanta guy, and it's an interesting cat.
It's an odd complex.
I will say this. I mean, I think this is the first time I've heard 21 Savage try to push himself, like try to actually make songs outside of just like pussy killer. This is like okay, yeah. So kudos to that. I like that. I think probably him being around some of the biggest players in the game, like. Is rubbing
Taylor
off
Swift.
On him like he
Taylor
actually
Swift's rubbing off him. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Drake,
I agree, bro. Yeah.
Rubbing off.
I don't want Drake to be rubbing off on anybody. Lil Nas X.
So
speaking
there
of
you
rubbing
go.
Off, have you heard Jay Christ? This.
Yeah, I have. I like his other new song better though.
It's a banger. I don't think I've heard the other one. He went so far. So this music video, as you can tell, Jay Christ is like poking. The cover is literally him as fucking Jesus, like getting lifted on a cross. This guy did not pull any punches to the point that like he kind of felt bad. Like a week after the release, he's like, I feel like I might have gone too far. I kind of feel bad. Like this is kind of sacrilegious.
He also had a song.
But it's a banger.
It's
so,
called Where Do We Go Now? And it's from music from Lil Nas X, Long Live Montero. So maybe a documentary or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. I like that one better, personally.
I'll give it a try. I think Jay Christ is a banger. I think we got some good pop bangers to start out this year.
Well, Nas X on the way.
We got some other stuff on there. Let's get back
Want to say this. I want to do a couple of these little things that you had prepped for me.
Got?
I think they sound fun. Any of the quizzes. I don't know. You take a pick. It doesn't matter.
All right. We got a Kyle quiz coming in. Let's do Can You Guess? We need like a fun Kyle quiz music. The five rappers with the most albums sold in the U.S. I think this is like ever. Yeah, ever.
Of all time.
I believe so. Top five rappers.
Do I have to get them in order or can I just go?
You got to get them in order. But if you, so like start with one. Who do you think is one? Rappers
I think number
with the
one
most
is,
album sold.
Is probably Eminem.
Number one is Eminem with 61 million units.
Yeah.
He's number two.
Kanye?
Kanye is number five with 27 million units. That's pretty surprising. Jay-Z is number four with 33 million units. You're just cornering the market. I think one of them you're not going to get. It's my
question. Wayne?
Wayne is not featured on this list. You have one strike.
Pac?
Tupac is number three, 36 million.
Okay, so I got two number
You're
two
missing
left.
Number two,
not Nas. I don't feel
no.
like
two strikes. You have one more chance.
I got one more.
One more chance.
Can you give me like an era?
I don't think I can give you anything. That's my hint.
Drake?
Yes, it's Drake. Drake is number two.
I was stuck in my rapper brain. I don't know. You know what I mean? I was thinking like, who are like some rapper ass rappers?
I mean, it's like sales though. Fucking, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's why I should have been.
Eminem has 61 million units and Drake has 47 million. Like, in Eminem, it was a small portion of time, I feel like, that he reigned. Like, was his reign shorter than Drake's reign, if you will?
Not really necessarily. I would say because like you would probably give him end of 90s through Not Afraid, and Not Afraid came in, I don't know.
And I guess what he year still was Not gets Afraid? Like streams.
2011, 2012.
I guess he still gets streams that count as sales. So like, he's
the dude is probably, I would guess he's probably still one of the most listened to rappers of all time. Because like, let's keep it a buck. White people love Eminem.
Yeah,
they love him.
Yeah,
they can't get enough of him.
Yeah, it's true. Fucking Mac Miller. Really, any like solid white rappers, like, that's my guy. You know why? Because it's my guy. Like, look at him.
Beastie Boys.
Look at him. Beastie Boys. Who's that guy from Detroit that like sucks, that we don't like? It's like Nav or something. No, not Nav. You know what I mean?
There's a white guy from Detroit that sucks?
Yeah, and he's like, gets a shit ton of streams, so we both don't like him. Anywho.
Oh, NF?
NF. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Brutal. I really wanted.
I'm proud of myself.
Lions.
I did pretty well.
Yeah, you. That's, I guess that's the new rule of this segment I just created called Kyle Quiz. You get three strikes.
Three strikes.
I like that. It's like baseball. Yeah. What was I gonna say? Eminem. Oh, I really fucking wanted it to be Lions Chiefs because I was gonna do a poll of like Eminem or Taylor Swift. Like, fucking choose a side.
Uh-oh,
are you a badass bitch? Or are you just like, are you on the fuck? Are you a villain or are you a villain? Like. Two different types of villains. Choose your villain.
That's true.
That'd have been really fun. That'd have been really fun.
I also think that it would have been fun to rate them in all different categories, like sing off, street fight, football game,
like fullback. Like you're at the one, tush push. Like, oh, that's great. What else we got?
Honestly,
here?
Tush push. If you're getting down to the brass tacks of it, if
you
it's tush
Chuck
push,
Taylor
who's holding the
there.
Ball, Taylor or him? Taylor's like 6'1". And M's like 5'7".
I'm not confident like Eminem can like hold his own on a football field. I'm not confident. Like I think he could in a street fight, but like you put pads and you get like big ass motherfuckers. I think he's getting crushed. Like Taylor Swift, I feel like might have some jukes in like
something about her. Yeah, she just looks like she can handle herself.
Yeah, I feel like she's oddly athletic. Maybe she could just completely.
Plus, you know, Travis
switch.
Is going to be on the field just cleaning people if they come for
her. Or the other thing, you're at the 1 yard line, just hike her like into the field goal, like just throw
her
in the
air. That's
what
I'm saying. She can reach. She's got reach.
That's a
question. She can reach over into the goal line.
Why don't we just get like children to be quarterbacks?
This is one of the dumbest.
And we just throw them into the end zone. Like, can't we do that?
Like, literally, just have like a little person that you throw across. Is that what you're insinuating?
Or just like fucking what's the rookie quarterback? Bryce Young. Just like throw him in there. Like he's fucking 130 pounds.
Dude. Drew Brees back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly not a lot of music came out. We're confused. Can you catch me up? Also, Kid Cudi and Kanye are friends again. That was part of that interview. Basically, all Cudi needed was an apology. He's like, yo, Kanye did things for me in my career that no one's ever did. This might be brand new news as of this interview, but Kanye paid for his Day and Night video because like Cudi didn't have a label or anything. So Kanye just paid for his entire Day and Night.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
So Cudi was basically like, yo, this dude has done things for me. And he's like a brother on a different level. And he just like came up to me and he was genuine. And he was like, yo, I'm sorry. So they're cool again. And Cudi's going to be on this alleged Kanye album. So if Kid Cudi and or my dog, do you think I can get my dog into the show and just be like, yo, this is Cudi. He's featured on the show. Look at his dog tag. I feel like I could get Cudi in. You're not really paying attention, but hopefully someone in their car that listens to this podcast is.
I was reading about some, but
yeah, I was just, you know, I was reading a book.
Sometimes you get going, man, and I'm like, man, this guy talks.
I'm talking to you, dude. I'm trying to have a conversation with my friend. You're just like,
I don't know. Sometimes you talk to the listeners, and I'm like, I'm not a listener.
You aren't a listener. Can you describe this like Kid Cudi and Lupe beef? Do you know anything about this?
To be honest, not really. I mean,
it's not worth our discussion.
No, because it's like they don't really like. I don't even really understand it. Like Lupe got pissed about something Cudi was talking shit about in an interview, and then like sent a like.
Well, that was
no.
That was like the interview I'm referencing, and he was just like, basically, Cudi worked at a shoe store, And one time when Lupe came in, like,
whenever
popular people would come in, he would hide. Because he's like, I don't want people to do a diss track on me that I, like, work in a shoe store when I become a famous rapper. So he, like, hid in the back when, like, Lupe was in there. And he's like, yeah, now Lupe hates me, so good thing I hid. And then Lupe, from the fucking rafters on Twitter, was like, you a bitch. Like, why'd you hide from me, you bitch? And it was like, oh, my God, dude, this is a kind of a lighthearted interview. And you just went out of control. And then Cuddy was like, hey, man, I come in peace. Like, I'm just trying to, like... Just and he's like, no, fuck you, bro. You a bitch. And then, like, apparently they talked on the phone and now they're friends. I think that's the total of the beef.
I will never pretend to understand these types of rap beefs.
It's funny.
Like, we need somebody gets so pissed off about, like, the smallest little comment, and then it's just like, what are we doing? Like,
also,
and this is my favorite response to a tweet that was there was like a XXL tweeted about it, and Kennedy Clark at Young Havoc. Said if this was high school, they would both sit at the same lunch table. Why are they beefing?
That's hilarious. Speaking of beefing,
they're like, basically the same.
You
person.
Keep refusing to comment. I don't really know why, so I'm going to make you. What's the deal with this Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion? Why are they so angry? Like, what happened?
I just don't want my name in any way associated with Meg Thee Stallion because people get got when.
That's true.
She's associated with her, so
that's fair.
Seems like everybody who has a bad word to say about that woman, something comes their way. And that's not even just like a Tory Lanez thing. I'm saying everybody, like anybody who has ever had an issue and didn't shoot her foot has also ended up in a bunch of shit. So I don't want to be associated with it all. No, because she's
worried about Nicki.
Like, Nicki is still the queen of hip-hop, period.
Apparently Nicki was like coming for like Meg's like fucking deceased mother. I feel like that might be the line we draw. I don't know.
Not the line at all. Jump it.
It's like, nope, that's fair. Let's do it.
It's fair. All's fair in rap.
Yeah, so no, I guess we got the ladies beefing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they are always barking back and forth at each other, and I don't really know why. I think it's because, like, they're Meg Thee Stallion is, like, trying to be the new Nicki Minaj. Like, I hate putting it that way because it's, like, it implies that they've had the same career path, and they haven't. But
can we talk about Nicki Minaj for a moment? Like, if you're trying to show someone a song that's Nicki Minaj's, like, she can't be a feature. If you're like, yo, this is the reason.
This is the Nicki Minaj song?
It doesn't exist. The album doesn't exist. The song, it's just like the feature on Monster. Like,
I mean, Starship.
She
was
has
like
bars, but like, then that's not like a rap song. It's like a pop song. Like, I respect Nicki because she can rap. We all heard it on Bitch, I'm a Motherfucking Monster. But like,
Pink Print, dude.
Is that good?
Yeah.
That was very convincing.
Do I listen to Nicki Minaj? Not really.
I'm saying, but like,
do I think that she can rap her ass off?
I want to fucking, not like a versus because I don't like either of their music. I just straight want a rap battle between the two because I think
Super
they
bass,
both have
dude.
Bars.
What are you talking about? Super bass. Come on now.
No, it's a banger, but that's like not, she's not like really rapping, isn't she? Is it like a, not she's really. Got bars and super bass? Like, I know they're bangers. I don't know. I think Meg and Nicki. Bar for bar, you're a big bar for bar guy. You're at the bar, you're always barring bar for bar. I think I think Meg is a good rapper. Neither of them
My
put out
problem.
Good music, but they're Meg's
biggest
a good
problem.
Rapper.
So
what's the biggest problem?
This is not a hot take. This is just the truth of the industry that nobody wants to talk about. Safari wrote all of Nicki's shit, and Party Fontaine writes all of Meg Thee Stallion's shit.
So neither of them do anything.
So it doesn't matter who is better lyrically. They don't write their own shit.
You just got to get them in a room.
Safari doesn't need more because Safari and Nicki are
pay-per-view
divorced.
Pay-per-view freestyle, but Nicki Minaj, Meg Thee Stallion, I would watch that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Not like a versus. I don't want to hear your songs. I want to hear you make up shit on the spot that we know.
Let's rap.
Even like, if you have you come rap. In with prepared verses that you've, sure, whatever. But like, let's do it. I don't know.
I think I got Nicki in that.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to. But like, it's kind of fun. Let's not come for each other's like fucking dead mothers. But like,
I mean,
it's pretty fun. I don't mind more beef. Like, can we get a back to back? Can we get a Meek Mill Drake just track after track situation?
Neither diss did anything for me. I'll put it that way.
I didn't listen to either of them. So I was just like, whatever.
Well, the last 45 seconds of Nicki's, she's just talking. She's I was like, what are we doing here?
It's like, you're a rapper. Like, you're not a poet.
Yeah, it's like, keep fucking rapping.
You're not Taylor Swift. You don't just speak interesting words. Like, come on. Let's finish off with here. We have another laugh out loud funny study
L-O-L.
Of EDM fans from EDM.com. this is fucking hilarious. The title is EDM fans ranked among the healthiest in new study. Ravers need proper rest, hydration, and exercise in order to achieve the stamina involved with dancing the night away. Literally, this study is literally just like they drink more water and sleep more. I fuck
did you
not.
Did you write this?
No. Like I am not in agreement. When you go to a rave, you're like, all of these people are very unhealthy. So like this, yeah. None of this article talks about drug use. None of it. It's just like they drink water because they're hungover. They sleep because they were up till 4 a.m. They sleep more than everybody else. This is ridiculous.
Here's my thing. I'm going to not name this person for the sake of their own life. But there was an individual you and I went to college with. King something. I never once looked at him and was like,
healthy boy.
You are the healthiest friend I have. I, in fact, thought the opposite pretty frequently.
This was great, too. This data also suggests electronic music fans were found to rarely visit their doctor. So that's how we're deciding if someone's healthy. If you don't go to the doctor, like, congratulations. Right. You don't have to, and you're fucking healthy. Rather, genres like rock, pop, and hip-hop are better suited for the doctor's office, the study indicated. They're literally just checking if people go to the doctor. I think they're just proving that these people are unhealthy.
Hey man,
they're sleeping too long. They're not going to the doctor. This is
if
this
you don't
is ridiculous.
Diagnose it, it's not real.
And also, so they came in number two as the healthiest fans. Number one healthiest fans, country music. Yeah, the motherfuckers that drink the most beer and are out in the hot just burning their face off. They're the healthiest? Okay, I think we're just about done. It's pretty good for really cool. Having not a lot of music to talk about. We did great. You heard the sales pitch at the beginning for carpartypod.com. If you are trapped in a room, first off, baby, call 911.
Get out. Like, open the door.
Yeah. Just fucking yell.
Try the handle.
If not, and you do have the aux and you're trapped in this room, carpartypod.com. Are you chilling or are you vibing? Like, every day you can answer that. You wake up in the morning, you're chilling or you're vibing? I'm like, I'm not vibing in the morning. I'm chilling. I'm fucking chilling. Like, Saturday, 10 p.m., vibing. Duh. That's all you need. You start with that question. It'll take care of the less.
You're trying up to you.
Trying to dim the lights. You sad? We got sad girl playlists on there now. Yeehaw Thursday, and all.
Thursday, 9 p.m. Will Ryan be chilling or vibing?
Vibing. Only time will tell. Vibing. If I'm chilling, something terribly wrong has happened at this Kanye concert. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Car Party Pod. Subscribe to this podcast that you're listening to so that you come back again. And Kyle.
Whoa!